You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We today are going to be kicking off Romans chapter 10. That's where we're at on the radio. Famous verse, chapter 10, verse 4. I think we're going to get more into that in tomorrow's message, and that is Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to all those who believe. So we're going to just touch on that, more on that tomorrow's program. This is a sermon I preached about a month ago or 6 weeks ago at Island Community Church. As we were in chapter 10, we're in the middle of chapter 12. That's where we'll be this coming Sunday morning. So if you are looking for a church home, if you enjoy what you're hearing on the radio, and if you live nearby, I invite you to come out to Island Community Church Sunday morning at 10:30. You've been hearing the sermons here on the radio. They're taken from what was preached in the pulpit at Island. That's what's going on there at the church. Wednesday night Bible study, we're in the Gospel of Luke. Verse by verse, we are in chapter 12 in Luke. Sunday mornings, we're in the middle of chapter 12 as well of the book of Romans. So you are invited. That's what's going on at the church. Here at the ministry, the website is wgodradio.com. You can follow us on Twitter at the same thing, at wgodradio. Facebook page as well, where these sermons are all uploaded. I encourage you to stay in the Word of God. Remember, this is how we are transformed, by the renewing of our mind, by soaking in and studying the Word of God, because the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword. This is how you are transformed from this evil world. It's by getting the Word of God on the inside of you. We try to do our bit here on the radio, and let's get right to it right now. This is part one of three parts, a 30-minute sermon, Whosoever Calls on the Name of the Lord. We're in Romans chapter 10. Got some exciting sermons coming up. Next week, is God through with the Jew? Romans 11. The week after that, the fullness of the Gentiles, the end of chapter 11. Here today, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord. This is where we're at here. Perhaps the greatest chapter in all of Romans, chapter 10. How to be saved. What transpires? Now, we left off last week looking at the stone, capital S. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Chapter 9, verse 30 says, what shall we say then? That Gentiles who did not pursue righteousness have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness of faith. But Israel, pursuing the law of righteousness, has not attained to the law of righteousness. Why? Because they did not seek it by faith, but as it were, by the works of the law. For they stumbled at that stumbling stone, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense. And whoever believes in him will not be put to shame. The righteousness of faith means that you and I are accepted and forgiven and received by God through faith and faith alone, without burning one calorie. Not faith plus anything, be it baptism, good works, not even repentance. Saying to God, my bad, it's not going to save you. It won't get you into heaven. But faith alone. And this is what the Gentiles have attained, the righteousness of faith. But the Jews, they sought this coveted position by trying to follow rules and keep laws. Like this, how about this easy rule? Of all these trees in the garden you may eat of, except for this one lone tree over here. Now keep this rule, all of you, this one simple rule, and live forever. You got a whole row of trees here, 50 of them, let's say. There's one over here that you can't, you want to keep rules. This is the simplest rule of all. There's one tree here you can't partake of. All the other ones you can eat. No problem, right? That's trying to keep rules to be right with God. Easy rule. And the Bible says that the Jews stumbled over this. Same as David said it would be. Psalm 118, verse 22. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. Ha, he's planned this all along. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And Daniel said this. He said, you watched while a stone was cut without hands, struck the image on its feet of iron and clay and broken in pieces. The stone that struck the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. Now, Jesus Christ is that stone. Paul says that rock was Christ. Now, Jesus himself says this. Have you never read in the scriptures? The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone? This was the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I say to you, the kingdom of God will be taken from you and given to a nation bearing the fruits of it. Whoever falls on this stone will be broken. But on whomever it falls, it'll grind him to powder. Matthew 21:42. That's where we left off last week. Now that, in a nutshell, is what's happened to the nation of Israel. They tried to get or maintain a right relationship with God by keeping rules. And they stumbled over the rock. Now let's move on here to chapter 10 and talk about salvation this morning. Brethren, now my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. All right, now wait a minute. This is how we started chapter 9, wasn't it? Remorse over Israel. That's how we started chapter 9. There he said, I could wish I myself was accursed on account of my brethren. Here, he says, there's nothing I pray harder about than Israel's salvation. Talk about being frustrated in prayer. But can you imagine if those guys are still praying that? All these years later? I mean, you and I are over something in a few weeks or perhaps months, if it's something we really want bad enough. But to be praying for 2,000 years for something? To still not see the answer to that prayer all these years later? But then again, if you were in heaven knowing what you know now, you wouldn't sweat it. However, even these cats in heaven get a little impatient over God answering prayer. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice. Can you imagine that?
I mean, here you are talking physics with Peter and Paul, and here's these cats over here crying. Still upset here. They cried out with a loud voice, saying, "How long, Lord? How long are you going to keeping us waiting? How long, O Lord, holy and true, until you judge and avenge our blood on all these people that dwell on the earth?" Anyhow, that's enough of a bunny trail here. The point is, sometimes it takes a long time for prayers to be answered. Amen? And even the best of saints can be discouraged when prayers don't get answered in their timetable. We've heard that a lot out of here lately, haven't we? I'm grateful for my family members in my life who didn't give up and didn't give up praying for me, even when they didn't see immediate results. Now again, let's move forward here, chapter 10. "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge." Now there's a big problem. Having a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. Sort of like following Jim Jones all the way to Guyana and drinking Kool-Aid. That's having a zeal for God. These people in this whole community here won't go 10 feet to go to church. These people followed this guy to another island for him to get up and say, "I'm Jesus Christ." There's having a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. Or the heaven's gate. The guys that says there's a spaceship out here waiting for you. Now take this LSD, kill yourself, and we'll meet in the spaceship. That's having a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. This is why I'm really big on knowledge, or really doctrine. Got to learn it somewhere. This is what we do here. Now, God told Hosea the prophet, "My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge." My ambition is for you to have not only zeal for God, but the knowledge to go along with the zeal, by golly. "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God." See, because the righteousness of God says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." The righteousness of God says, "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him would not perish but have eternal life." That's what the righteousness of God says. Okay, now next up, Romans 10 comes the greatest verse probably of all time. The great showstopper. The great law stopper. The great mouth shutter upper. The mother of all work stoppers is Romans chapter 10, verse 4. Repeat it after me, at least the first part of this verse. "Christ is the end of the law."
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next